It's October. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder naturalists Steve Jones and Scott Sievers.
We're at Sawhill Ponds here in eastern Boulder County, and there are areas of native tallgrass prairie on the south side of Sawhill Ponds. It's early in the morning, so we're going to look for just that shimmer where the sunlight hits these webs. It's quite beautiful.
Oh, wait, there's a web right up about 10 feet in front of Steve.
It's a flat, flowing web on top of some low grass. The grass is only about 8 inches high. And it's right here. We're standing about 5 feet away from it. And I'm looking for the funnel. Boy, we're getting too close. We're going to scare this girl. Do you see a spider there?
Oh, yeah, Steve, I see her. She's about a foot out from the center, from the funnel, towards you. There's a blade of grass that comes up through the web, mm-hmm. And she's on the other side of that.
Oh, there she is, perfect pose.
And, oh, there's a grasshopper. So here we've found a funnel web spider. She's out perusing her web for prey, and she's detected a little small grasshopper.
I'm taking a couple of pictures here. Golden is a nice description, the way the sun illuminates her body and her legs. She's really a brown color, but the sun makes her appear golden. And I love the way the legs splay out evenly. You have all 8 legs visible around this stationary, golden, glowing spider who's just intent on trying to capture something.
The prey is holding really still. It's only about 1.5 inches from her. What I'm seeing, Steve, are all these sensory hairs up and down her legs, wow, lit up by the sun to help her detect where the motion is in her web.
I think we've been here long enough that so she's focused on that prey item and not on us. Sudden movement is the thing that most insects are most threatened by, any sudden movement. And as you move slowly, eventually, I think they categorize you as not a predator. I'm about 15 inches away and just peering down at her. It's so nice that she's surrounded by shadow, so the sun is just striking her, and then this little tiny grasshopper that's 1 inch in front of her. But maybe we should leave her for a while?
Yeah, she will probably...
That would be slow when we leave, because if we move fast, that will frighten her, even if we're walking away.
Oh, she got it.
She got the grasshopper.
She got the grasshopper.
Well, she let it go, but now she's going after it again. She kind of waited till we left, and then she went after it. That was cool.
Yeah.
If you'd like to go traipsing through the tall grass on these October mornings, I think the most accessible place is the South Boulder Creek State Natural Area, which is off of South Broadway, just north of the El Dorado Springs turnoff. There are acres and acres of tallgrass prairie there. Here at Sawhill, the tallgrass is sort of in patches right along the southern fence line to the wildlife area. Just look for areas where you can go very quietly wading off through the grass.
Steve Jones is the author of The Last Prairie. Scott Sievers is a wildlife biologist with the city of Longmont.